Many of the same arguments that were heard last session came up again Thursday as lawmakers debated whether or not a tax credit for businesses that fund private and even religious schools is constitutional. Kimberly Nichols is one Granite Stater who says a repeal would be bad for her and her middle school-aged son. Nichols is a single mom who owns her home in Litchfield, where she says her property taxes pay for the public schools. But Nichols says those public school teachers gave up on her son, who wasn't thriving there. She had to put him in private school.
It's not a choice for us. My son needs to be in this school. If my son is not in a school like this, he's not going to succeed.
Nichols says a little scholarship money from an education tax credit would go a long way.
I pay for his education by giving up virtually everything else.
Nichols was one of many parents and children at the State House on Thursday who showed up for the bill's public hearing. The bill, sponsored by Democratic Representative Peter Sullivan, would repeal the controversial School Choice Scholarship Act. Civil liberties groups, including the ACLU, have also filed a lawsuit against the act. Among the arguments made, Republican Senator Nancy Stiles stepped up to the microphone to talk about the legislative process.
As you know, when this bill came through the legislature last time, I voted against it every time it came to my attention.
Stiles does not think a business tax credit should pay for private education, but she says the tax credit shouldn't be repealed.
I don't think that the legislative body in New Hampshire should be a body that passes legislation one year, the next year repeals it, the next year brings maybe some of it back, repeals it again. That's not the type of legislature New Hampshire should be. If we pass a law because of the people that have been elected to pass that legislation, we should not look to overturn those laws until we have the data that tells us that we need to do that.
Kate Baker is the executive director of the organization that is implementing the School Choice Scholarship Act's provisions. So if the education tax credit gets repealed, that's bad news for Baker.
And how worried are you about the bill?
I mean, everywhere else in the nation, it has bipartisan support. And so I feel like if it's helping low-income kids and the legislators see the data, that that's what it's doing, that they would leave it in place and want to do that.
Baker says 58% of the students who have applied for scholarships are low-income students who receive reduced school lunch. And she says her organization will be prioritizing scholarship awards based on need. The Department of Revenue Administration began accepting tax credit applications on January 1st. So far, 11 businesses have donated a total of $126,000, and 270 students have applied for scholarships. That's for attendance at anything from the Monadnock Waldorf School to the Laconia Christian School. The education tax credit could cost the state as much as $3.4 million this year and $5.1 million next year. With the new Democratic majority in the House and crucial votes from a couple Republicans in the Senate, the education tax credit could be repealed this session. For State Impact New Hampshire and NHPR, I'm Emily Corwin.